fired. One of the interesting ones that came up in the what's happening during the little break that we went to was about the Bay Sheffield. What an event it is. It is just sensational that we have in a gorgeous setting down there, Collie Reserve. And yeah, we're so excited to have it around the place. The man who is the president of the South Australian Athletics League, a mate of yours. Yeah, he joins us now. I'd speak of Kim Steer. Exciting time, Kim. And yeah, thanks for joining us. Everything in place for the Bay Sheffield?
Oh, look, we're all over it at the moment, and it's great to have two legends on the radio. So, you guys, so it's a really exciting time for the athletic community in South Australia, and we just work hard to put on a showcase event for the athletes and for the people of South Australia. So, all organised, the track's looking pretty good 2 days out. We'll get a bit more water on it, get a couple of cuts, and it'll be just pristine for next Wednesday, the 27th, and Thursday, the 28th.
I mean, you make mention of that, Kim. I mean, the showcase. But for those that come to it, the setup, and just see the way it's done for the first time, they must just shake their head thinking, you're kidding me, how good is this?
Well, it's interesting you say that. Like, this venue is completely different than any other athletics venue in the world. It's sort of one of those, if you're an athlete or even a person who's out of Australia, look, it's good to come down. We run in a cauldron. It's like running in the Coliseum, really, and having had the privilege of running there a few times. You're best about running on the toes of the people in the crowd. So it's completely different. It's close quarter action. You can smell it. You can hear it. And, you become part of the action when you get in the crowd at the Bay Sheffield.
And it is, and I was exactly going to say that, Steery. Like, it is a coliseum there, and it's great, because you do get close to the athletes, and it is unique because it's long and skinny, and the tight bends, particularly in that last turn, you almost bank up on that right hand side and come back down, and it's brilliant. And I mean, I was lucky enough, one of my boys did some running at the Sow a couple of years ago, and he had the pleasure of running in there and had his best result there, and it was awesome, like, to see the kids run around there. And it is for all ages. It goes from, junior athletes as Paralympic type athletes as well, over 35, so you and I, Flipper Mike, just roll into a 400 or a 500. But tell us some of the big names, Steery, in terms of in the big event, in the 120.
Well, in the men, you've got last year's winner, Michael Lemoscu. He's off 2 metres. Really tough mark for him. Geez, he's running well, though. He's probably a touch off the pace. Harrison Kerr from Victoria and Aidan Murphy, an international ranked athlete and Olympian from South Australia. And look, my fancy's probably out of the Paul Young stable. There's a guy called Corey Baker that's running well, but the best bet for my mind, and Warren Barrington will be down there on the hill, so that's the unique nature of our sport, so we'll have a bookie there, is probably Thomas McClure. He's an Andrew Beck runner. He ran really well at Crystal Brook. He's retained his mark from there, and I think he's a big chance. Of the absolute youngsters, probably Dylan Boyce from Camden. I don't know, he's carrying a bit of an injury, I think, at the moment, but if he ran to form, he'd be up there with the blokes. Probably in the women, I look at my favourite would be from Melaine Murphy, trained by Andrew Beck. She's in outstanding form at the moment, around 12.11 for 100 metres. She won our race at Burnside. She ran at Crystal Brook, sort of, put a cue in the rack there, but I'm looking at her, I think she's a big chance. Jordan McMillan, the back marker, off 1.75, probably need to do a bit to win, but good enough to get it in the final. And if I was going to pick another one, probably Ella Byrne, trained by Nick Hadjikostas, off the limit. She's out off about 12 metres, and I think she's a shot too in the main races. But as you said, the great joy of this is that you have under-18s, under-14s, paras, open athletes, and if during the day some of the kids get a bit bored of the running, you flip out the back and go to the Galil Beach, which is literally 100 metres away.
It is.
It's just fantastic. Yeah, you've covered it so darn well. It's just brilliant, Kim. But what's the situation? I mean, you keep mentioning, oh, he's off 1.5 or he's off 12. Just explain that. I mean, we watch the Olympics. They all start in a straight line and off they go. Just explain the difference there.
Well, you need a maths degree first, theory. I could never get my head around it.
I think campaign is an element of that in it, but fundamentally, if you went it down to its most simplistic form, the idea in amateur athletes, with many, and it's a great sport, amateur athletics, it's not really amateur because they get plenty of cash, but that is the best runner wins. You know, the fastest runner wins over a distance. In professional athletics, which is there's only two places in the world that run it: Scotland and Australia. If we had you two blokes as an example running. We would want both you to finish across the line in the 120 metres at 12.45 seconds.
Okay.
So we look at how fast you run, and then based on that sort of prediction of where, you know, what you need, we would have a look at it and say, well, for Campo to run 12.45, you know, nippy, wingman, etc., we're going to give him, in your heyday, Kev, we're going to give him 7 metres, and we think that'll get him to that target.
Okay.
And then yourself, Flipper,
it's
probably a less nippy player at Morphy Park here. Yeah. I reckon we might have you off 12 or 15 metres.
Campo's given me 5 metres start when the gun goes.
No, you're giving him 5 metres start. Let's get that round the right way. So bottom line is we want you both to cross the line at the same time. Now, there's a few nuances in that, in how long you've been running, whether you attend races, you know, how hard you're going. But fundamentally, that's pro running. We look at your sort of what they call a metre per second rate, and we say, hey, we want both guys to finish off at 12.45, and we handicap accordingly, whether that be over 120 metres, 500 metres, 1600 or the long event, the 2 miles. So,
brilliant. Thanks, Gary. Good.
Everybody, you talk about inclusivity, and it's a big word these days. You know, everybody has an opportunity to win, and that's probably the key difference between us and straight out, ASA or amateur athletics.
I just got to ask you this one question, Steery, and it's been bothering me since my lads are doing. How many of them just sort of run sort of just some dodgy times leading up into the Bay Sheffield or the stall gift? How often does that happen?
The reality is whenever you get humans involved in these sort of endeavours, and when there's a little bit of dollars involved, people will look at the system. Our challenge as the league is to put in place stewards who will detect that if it happens, and handicappers who understand that. Mm. So, as an example, if I'm seeing you and I'm a handicapper and I'm looking at you and I think, well, you know, he's just not putting in here, I won't give you a lift. I won't until you show me that you're going flat out. But, you know, it is true. That's one of the, I'd say the nuances and the mystique about pro running. You can get a smoking, and we've seen that over the years at Bay Sheffield and here. And I personally like it, but, you know, hey, look out if you try to deliberately cheat, because we'll grab you.
Hey, just at the end, and they run that 120 and get across the line, and it's just brilliant. Mm. The presentation. What's that check that they give both the male and the female winner of the event?
Well, that'll be around 10 grand this year, and that's by far the biggest amount we run for in South Australia. We're around the second biggest in Australia, stall gift being the biggest in 40,000. Personally, in terms of the feel of the carnival and the closest to the bay and the sea, I actually prefer the bay over stall. Mm. You'd love to win stall, of course, but as for an athlete, it's just an amazing experience, as Campo was talking about. Mm. Kids love it, and can get a bit feisty on those bends, especially back in the old days.
Well, I actually reckon, Steery, the longer distance ones are the best. You know, I love the sprints, but because it ranges from 70 metres all the way up to, 3,200. But those handicap, and the guys that are the back markers, that chase
they're hard, like the
chasing
whole
the
way.
Rabbit the whole way the around whole is amazing. Way, yeah. And the Cathy Freeman one, if you've seen that one at the store, was an amazing run.
Yeah, fantastic, mate.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, and it's a different type of running. You know, for amateur runners, it really gives them the opportunity to chase, and some of the better ones don't do that, you know, because they win every week and so forth. So what you see is people having to judge their runs, having to chase people down, and of course, what happens, you know, the front markers may only be running, let's say, in a 1,600 metres because they're off maybe 300.
Yeah. Yes.
They'll only be running, you know, at 1,300 metres. They don't gas out quite as far, depending upon their level of fitness, of course. So it is a unique race. And I'll tell you, coming from the back mark in the red, you did nothing better than coming flying past in the last bit and just giving a bit of a wink as you go past.
And get them done. Thanks, Terry. Well done to you. Okay. All the very best. It's an exciting time. The 137th Bay Sheffield down there at Colley Reserve. Mate, it's going to be a ripper. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. See you down there.
Look forward to it, mate. Kim Steer there, the president of the South Australian Athletics League. As we know, it is just a sensational event. We know people who've run in it, and we've been able to get close to it, and you can have a, you know, five each way on something if you want to be able to do that. Yeah, special guest there, the president of the South Australian Athletics League, Kim Steer.